Instead of value engineering, we're engineering value, bringing you thought leadership on how to find success in U.S. manufacturing. This is Engineering Value, a Draper podcast.
Welcome to Engineering Value. I'm your host, Sean Heath. Innovation is a tricky thing. It inevitably creates a cascade effect. Everything is connected within each new innovation. If you were to design a new, more powerful engine for an automobile, you're probably also going to have to beef up the transmission, which means you're probably going to want to have some better tires. There are so many different iterations of improvements that have to come along with the next big thing. Well, my guest on the podcast today not only is responsible for coming up with the next big thing, but he also has to think about all of the repercussions that come along with his mad scientist routine. I am, of course, talking about the Director of Product Management for AV Structures and Solutions with Draper, Grant Wiley. Hi, Grant. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Is mad scientist, is that accurate?
Well, I think from my wife's standpoint, probably so. We do get into some pretty crazy ideas at times, so yeah, I guess maybe a little bit.
I want to start off and talk about gravity. Good thing or just a challenge?
You pulled actually the word right out of my mouth. I was going to say it's a challenge. Gravity is the thing we're always fighting against. It's a good thing because it keeps us secure to the ground. But with that, everything that we try to install or build onto walls or ceilings or anywhere else, we're always fighting gravity to make sure that the component or item stays put.
Now, there's always a constant move within the industry to make things more powerful, higher resolution, clearer, bigger, stronger. With new components, you want faster processing, blacker blacks. But the weight seems to be the one constant move forward. We're always trying to make things lighter. As displays become lighter, how does that change your approach when you're designing new mount styles?
Well, it does make it a little bit easier. It allows the mount to be more of a minimalist component in the system. But, you know, it will never diminish its value. It will always be there as an item that's needed. We have some of our partners are actually in, you know, utilizing carbon fiber today, but they still come back to us because they always, it's not so much how much weight we're holding in those applications as it is solving the actual problem that they have with connecting the product to a wall or to a ceiling or a variable surface of some kind. So a lot of times we can take weight out of the equation as the product gets lighter and lighter. It's still there. Well, I guess mostly in the seismic aspect, inertia is the big thing. So
I would like to point out that you mentioned the word seismic. To me, that sounds like a very big topic, a very big concept. And by big, I mean in actual physical size. Draper deals from the smallest possible wall mount that you could consider to some really complicated and pretty challenging projects. Can you share a monster project with me?
Recently, we've done a quite a large project at the University of Southern Florida. And in that, the actual display had several constraints. The biggest constraint was that the display has to be serviced from the backside of the display. And in that, we only had 16 inches of depth of the overall display could reside in. And it is also a two-story tall display. So we had to come up with means to be able to move that display out away from the wall. Now there's where gravity comes into play, because now we have weight that has to be transferred from, you know, a position that's 16 inches from a wall out to 60 inches from the wall. And well, how do you do that? Because now you're transferring a large moment of weight across a distance and changing how that weight is applied to the wall.
So, Grant, is your scientific calculator one of your most trusted tools?
Actually, I rely upon our engineering team to do that for me. As a product manager, my role is really focused around managing what our products are who we're selling them to, how we sell them to our customers, really identifying what our customers are looking for on a daily basis and how we tie what we do into what they need. I'll take that information and relay it through to our engineers with suggestions and ideas on how to create a solution for our customers. But at the end of the day, I really rely upon the highly skilled technical engineers that we have on staff to be able to do all the proper calculations for anything we're doing, whether it's for seismic calculations or wind load calculations or just general transfers of weight.
Now, there is a phrase that you use at Draper that I know you're really proud of, and that's the phrase value engineering. Most people, when they hear a phrase that begins with the word value, they think that means cheap, and that could not be further from the truth. So can you please tell me the definition that Draper has for value engineering?
You know, you make a good point about, you know, people hear value and they think cheap. I mean, I've seen some markets out there where they actually use, you know, the word value as to show that that's their lowest quality product or lowest price product. Also, when you look in the construction world, if somebody says they need to value engineer a system, that means that you need to take value out of it. You need to take things out of it to make the cost come down. So the way we look at it, though, is value engineering is basically you get what you pay for. So we actually set out to reduce the manufacturing costs, reduce the setup time, reduce these different items. But we don't want to take away the actual feature set of the product. So when we're doing value engineering, we're actually looking at how do we make a product better, faster, stronger, but also maintain the same price point or cost point for our end users.
So value engineering actually plays a huge part in everything you do, but I don't even think it would be possible for you to have a set price schedule because you do so much amazing custom work for each individual client. The value that they get is unique to them.
It is unique to them, but what we try to do is we try to utilize those same solutions or systems from customer to customer, product to product, from solution or solution to solution. And with that, then we can pass along any savings or values that we've come up with in our manufacturing process with the installation of the product to be able to provide all of our customers with a very high-quality product, easy to install, but at a very low cost point.
Because you are always thinking about your current products and what the next evolution of those products is going to be, can we talk about the next big thing that you have on your roadmap?
You bet. One of the things that we've set out to do is, so we initially got into the LED and LCD structure business and really focusing on that commercial aspect, or not commercial, but the custom aspect, and how can we solve those challenges of installing these products in all kinds of various ways. So every time you do that, every single time you do a project, it's always different. Every aspect of it's different. So we also thought about, well, you know what, we can actually help out in the simple aspects as well, which would be traditional flat wall, on the wall type of mount, whether it's in a conference room or a hotel lobby or wherever. But how do we make it so that that's a very easy product? Everything from the ordering process to the shipping of it to the installation of it and then maintenance of it in the future. So thinking about all of these different aspects, and then who are we working with? Who are our partners? One of the challenges with LED products is every manufacturer has their own specific cabinet design and their own specific mounting points, and they're all just a little bit different. So we have to think kind of outside the box and come up with a solution that works with all of those in, let's call it, a tailored fashion, or maybe an advanced fashion from a standardized product, but it's the same overall construction. So if an integrator is installing a product for company A one day, but they're installing a product for company B the next day, the mounting solution is pretty much exactly the same between the two, with the only differences being where the mounting points might be from company A to company B. So with that, we've decided to come up with what we call our advanced LED solution. And that is a new product that will be designed specifically for, initially for the general 16:9 aspect ratio LED cabinets. It is designed so that just exactly what I was saying a minute ago, from company A to company B to company C, the construction or the assembly of that or installation of that mount is the same from A, B, and C, D, however many, and it's very easy to go on the wall. One person can install even the largest displays needed. It's a modular in its size. It can go from anywhere from, say, a 4-panel by 4-panel array all the way up to 100 by 100 if need be.
You've worked on just an innumerable amount of projects. Is there one in particular that you're especially proud of?
I would really have to say that the one that is probably the of most recent, it would be the University of Southern Florida project with our partner Sony, where we designed a 2-story tall structure that was enables the display to move in and out, from 16 inches off the wall out to 60 inches for service and maintenance. And that was quite a task. There was a lot that went into that, everything from the actual design, construction, to the installation, and just ensuring that the customer was getting exactly what they were really needing, and our partner was getting exactly what they were really needing in our solution.
Now, I should have addressed this earlier in the podcast. Most people in the AV industry, when they hear the name Draper, they think about projection screens or even window shades, but not necessarily mounts and structures. And we spent this entire podcast talking about mounts and structures. Why do you think the image hasn't updated yet?
I think it is, actually. I think people are starting to see it. I mean, we've been showing it a couple of different trade shows now with our mounts and structures direction. We've got a lot of partners that are coming to us now looking for solutions. And when I say partners, I'm talking about the manufacturing partners that are making the LED products or the LCD products. And it's just a growth phase. We're seeing that they're coming to us and realizing that the products that we have to offer are as good, if not better, than a lot of our competitors at most of the time at a much lower cost point. So we're seeing a lot of growth.
Now, if someone super curious, such as myself, were to visit your headquarters there in Spiceland, Indiana, what would I get to see? Or what would I learn when I walked through the building?
Well, actually, we do that quite often. We call it the Draper Experience, oddly enough. And here at Draper, just about everything that we do is manufactured in-house in Spiceland. So it's a very, very small town. I think the population of the town is about 700 people, but I believe Draper employs quite a few more than that. And so we bring in people from all around the neighboring towns. Most of the manufacturing facility is probably, or I'm going to say the manufacturing facility, looking at a map, is bigger than the entire town, comprised of 9 different buildings that are all interconnected together, everything from metal fabrication to powder paint lines to assembly areas, assembling everything from the projection screens, the LED mounting structures, to blinds and shades. A lot of people don't realize that Draper is very big with blinds and shades and commercial, in that commercial aspect. So all of that put together makes for a very cohesive manufacturing center with a lot going on.
When talking about mounts, there's such a wide range of sizes. Some people would naturally think that a smaller mount might be more portable or modular. I don't think that's probably the accurate word. Can you clarify my thinking a little bit on the nature of these mounts? What are you thinking about when you're designing a new mount? What would you like it to be able to do?
Really, it comes down to scalability. How can we scale the structure that we're creating to match up to any and all array sizes that our customers are looking at doing? And that's the challenge, and that's really the big thing about, LED or LCD video walls, is they can be any array size that you could think of based on the product you're putting in. So having a mounting structure that's easily scalable behind that is really key.
Well, today, my extremely interesting guest has been Grant Wiley, the Director of Product Management for AV Structures and Solutions with Draper. Grant, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really have enjoyed this.
All right. Thanks, Heath. I have too.